This is KCUR 89.3. The price of lumber is up and many American sawmills are booming. So are the rural communities where they reside. Harvest Public Media's Esther Honig reports it's all because of a little-known trade dispute that wasn't started by President Trump.
Back in 2012, one of the largest employers in Montrose, Colorado, a sawmill, nearly closed its doors for good. These days, to keep up with the increasing demand, workers like Dennis Long are putting in 10-hour days.
I don't think a lot of them are going to complain too much about it, especially when they see their paycheck every 2 weeks. That's always a kicker for them.
Production is up about 20% from 2 years ago, and Long, who's worked here since the 90s, says right now business is exceptional.
I think our output's a lot better than what it ever has been.
When the sawmill does well, so does the city. According to one estimate, it brings $32 million to the local economy. Things are so good that sawmill owner Jim Nyman says he's investing $20 million for additional upgrades to the facility, something he would have never dreamt of doing just a few years ago.
Well, there's a number of factors. Market's one. The consumer confidence has restored. The Canadian tariff is a big part of it.
That's right. He said tariffs. Technically duties, but the two terms are often used interchangeably. They might sound like something that would come from the current White House, but the tariffs, which have been in place since April 2017, are the result of a long-running trade dispute that dates back to the 80s. The U.S. needs Canada because we can't meet domestic demand for lumber on our own. But after the most recent agreement expired in 2015, the two countries were unable to negotiate a new one. And about a year and a half later, tariffs were imposed. Nyman says companies like his just want a fair deal, and these tariffs level the playing field.
When another country can supply wood cheaper into this country than we can here, something's wrong.
The U.S. Lumber Coalition argues Canada can produce cheaper lumber in part because it harvests timber from public lands, and the government determines the price. America logs mostly private lands, and the lumber prices are all determined by the market. The tariffs may be great for the lumber industry, but trade experts say it damages other U.S. industries. According to the National Home Builders Association, the tariffs have added almost $9,000 to the cost of a new home. And the association's survey found the cost of lumber is now a bigger issue than the nation's shortage of construction workers.
It doesn't sound like much when you're talking about a $500,000 house, but in aggregate, it adds up. The costs of protectionism are far greater than the concentrated benefits.
That's Dan Eikenson, who works for Cato, a free market think tank. He says we should do away with the lumber tariffs entirely, even if they are helping sawmills.
Look, when we open up the competition, and that's what trade is supposed to do, it's supposed to encourage us to specialize, there are huge benefits from having access to lower-priced lumber.
Right now, the Canadian government is hoping the U.S. will come back to the negotiating table to do away with these tariffs and agree on another long-term deal that works for both parties. But Eikenson says the Trump administration has quite a few trade disputes on their hands. He says Trump might fold this into his NAFTA renegotiations, but it's more than likely the Canadians will be left waiting.
Now for several months, there have been no negotiations ongoing on this issue.
Canadian Consul General Stéphane Lizard says his government does not subsidize lumber and that the U.S. tariffs are illegal. In fact, the Canadian government has brought this issue to the World Trade Organization before and won. And now they've gone back to the WTO.
And we're very confident that they will find again in Canada's favor.
American sawmills are thriving, but Lazard says ones in rural Canada are hurting. They're cutting back hours or laying off workers to survive what for them has become a tough market. Esther Honig, Harvest Public Media.